This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Dairy Checkoff is highlighting the work done in 2024. We'll have more right after
Lasting
this.
Lasting longer than originally projected now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years. And so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by Cost Share, Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
The Dairy Checkoff continues to find ways to grow sales and build trust in dairy. Dairy Management Incorporated President and CEO Barbara O'Brien said one of the key areas of focus is growing the Checkoff's longtime commitment to research and science and working with respected health professionals and medical organizations.
I think it starts fundamentally with some of the work we're doing in science and taking that science to a very important influencer group, and that's health professionals. So as you know, we work with National Medical Association, National Hispanic Medical Association, the Mayo Clinic, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and others to share that science to ensure those professionals who are meeting with patients every day and making recommendations around their diet and where dairy fits in their diet, our science is breaking through. There are fundamental shifts we're seeing with some of the health community where they're reconsidering and, importantly, recommending dairy in the diet.
O'Brien said the Checkoff also is continuing its efforts focused on youth, including strategies that begin before birth, where dairy can positively impact a child's cognitive development.
So we've stepped back to really surround the child from the first 1,000 days of their life all the way through that year 18. So I want farmers across the country to know that we continue to be committed to the next generation in school, in home, online, gaming. We're using all of the tools in the toolbox nationally and locally to make sure we're connecting with kids where they are.
For more information about the Dairy Checkoff, visit dairycheckoff.com. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.